Hello and welcome to the Pax Mundi show. I'm your host, Nigel. Tonight we'll have the peace and resistance news. I'll be trying to shed some light on the new dark age of the war of terror to try and deconstruct some of the myths and misinformation of this global war of terror. First off, with the peace and resistance news, the news this week has been dominated by the devastating bombs planted in Boston to coincide with the Boston Marathon, with now three dead, 24 in critical condition, and over 70 hospitalized. The bombs, we're now informed, were built of steel pressure cookers containing shrapnel, obviously made to maximize loss of human life and limbs. In a clear case of racial profiling, police initially treated one of the victims, a Saudi national, as a suspect. That person has since been cleared. Clearly, the mindset of people generally is that they believe or assume that the perpetrators of this crime are Muslims. In breaking news, it's now been heard that there has been another explosion at a fertilizer factory in Texas, where there are now 15 dead and several injured, and it is suspected that that is also a bombing, and conjectured that the two events may be linked. In Pakistan, US drone strike has killed five in South Waziristan. They claim that they destroyed a Taliban compound in South Waziristan, and there's no one left to dispute that claim. All on the site were killed. On the issue of drones, there is a demonstration on Saturday the 27th of April that has been organised by the CND organisation and the Stop the War campaign organisation. So that is Saturday the 27th of April, and the demonstration will be at RAF Willingdon in Norfolk, which is being used as a drone base. Drones are being flown from this base, from RAF Willingdon, to be operated by US forces in the Western Hemisphere, including Africa. So that is Saturday, the 27th of April, at RAF Willingdon, and there are coaches going from major cities. So there will be coaches, for example, from Manchester. If you would like further details, please call in and chat. You can telephone 0161 298 0298, or Skype at Bob's Backyard. Now, I welcome the recent ruling this week by the European Court of Human Rights to block the extradition of Haroon Rashid Aswad. They made this ruling principally because he suffers from schizophrenia, whereas previously the European Court of Human Rights had decided not to rule against the extradition of others like Babar Ahmed, Taher Hassan, Abu Hamza, and others. All of these were subsequently extradited to the US, despite the fact that they have never been to the US or committed offences for which they could be tried here in the UK. In the United States, this week has seen a final report issued from a group called the Constitution Project Task Force on Detainee Treatment. Now, this is a what they call a a bipartisan task group from the American Congress. That bipartisan meaning it contains members of the Republican Party and also members of the Democrat Party. Now, the task force was chaired by Asa Hutchinson, who certainly should have known what was going on. Formerly, he was an undersecretary of the Department of Homeland Security under President Bush. Now, the report concluded that the U.S. intelligence and military definitely used torture on prisoners captured in Afghanistan, Iraq, and elsewhere. And now you can download that report from www.detaineetaskforce.org. Now, the report concluded that US in interrogations involved the use of cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment, which is in breach of US domestic laws and international treaties. The report looked at areas including the detention in Guantanamo, detention in Iraq, Afghanistan, and the legal powers which were assumed by the Bush government following 9/11, and also the effectiveness of the use of torture in producing useful intelligence information. Now, I've actually downloaded a copy of that report. I'm currently examining, reading the report, and I'll hope to go through that report in more detail in a future show. The task force, interestingly, heard direct testimony here in the UK, in London, from former Guantanamo detainees Bishr al-Rawi, Mohsen Beg, and Omar Degays. Good news on the peace talks between the Colombian government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, People's Army, commonly known as FARC, EEP. The Cuban news agency reports that the peace talks, which have been ongoing in Havana, Cuba, since November 2012, will resume in the next few days. The talks have been guaranteed by Cuba, also by Norway, and have observers from Venezuela and Chile attending the talks. Now, this evening, I had originally intended to be reporting live from the Guantanamo Justice event due to be held in Manchester by the Cage Prisoners organization this evening, featuring speakers including former Guantanamo detainee Omar Degays. Unfortunately, this event has been cancelled at the last moment for reasons that are not known at present. However, yesterday I attended another Guantanamo justice event in Manchester. This was a lively and well-organized flash mob demo held in Piccadilly Gardens, Manchester, and I'm now going to play you a sound recording of that demo, including interviews with some of the attendees and the organisers.
Justice!
Now!
Justice!
What do we want?
Justice!
What do we want?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
What do we want?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
What do we want?
Yes, we are. We're an objective point of view, so we don't really have a point of view on this.
Okay, yeah, I mean, can I just interview you?
Yeah, of course.
This is Nigel Rolland from the Pax Mundi show on Dark City Radio, and I'm just talking to...
Yasser Bostan.
Yasser, and here we are at the Guantanamo flash mob in Piccadilly Gardens, Manchester. What's brought you here today, Yasser?
I'm actually a journalist myself.
Right.
I'm from the University of Salford, and this is just interesting to me as well. What it basically is about is just it's Guantanamo Bay and the closure. You know, the false promises of Barack Obama. As far as I know, that's what they're complaining about anyway. I have kind of an objective view anyway about it, so I'm kind of just covering it on both sides. Is it right or isn't it right?
Yeah. I mean, my understanding is that the situation is worsening at Guantanamo Bay.
Yes.
That's what I'm hearing. There's a lot of prisoners who are now on hunger strike, and the main reason for that is that most of these prisoners have now been cleared for release.
Yep.
They're not going to be charged with anything. They were never guilty of anything.
Mm-hmm.
But they're being held on indefinite detention.
Yes.
Because no countries will accept them. I think many of these prisoners are Yemenis, and there's a moratorium on sending back Yemeni prisoners to Yemen. The US won't accept them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are we going to do about this?
What can we do about it, though? The US have obviously held them. They've held them for a reason. They don't almost like have any reasons obviously anymore now. They're thinking up of excuses. They're keeping them for more longer. I mean, what can you do though?
Yeah.
What else can you do?
And there's a British resident here, the last British resident, Shaka Amir, who's still in Guantanamo Bay.
Yes.
Now Shaka has been cleared for release for 4 years. Even the British Parliament has passed 2 motions. Requesting that he be released, you know. So this is outrageous, isn't it? That
absolutely.
He's still being held.
Absolutely, no. He is a British citizen, so he should be allowed to come back to the UK. I mean, there's no reason why they should keep him. I mean, 4 years is ridiculous. The man's losing his entire life. I mean, what if he can come back to the UK and he can reform himself? Maybe he can make use of himself. But no, obviously America just, you know, because they're a superpower almost, that's why. They're like, almost like a bully in a sense, though, aren't they? If they want to take something, they'll take it, and if they want to keep something, they'll keep it. So they've got all the power in the world, and they're just going to keep it anyway. So they've got all the power in the world to keep him, and they'll keep him.
Yeah. So Guantanamo Bay is completely illegal. The detention there is completely illegal.
Yes.
It's against the Geneva Convention, against all human rights.
Absolutely.
Laws. But the US is saying that no laws apply because it's Guantanamo. It's not US territory.
Yes.
And this is just a complete fiction.
Of course, yeah. No, it's absolute fabrication as well. It's just, it's ridiculous as well, though, because obviously they think they're using the excuse of jurisdiction, though. Why would they use that as well, though? Obviously, because they have immunity then, though, don't they? They can do whatever they want.
Yes.
Guantanamo Bay is ridiculous as well. I've heard of some of the stories about torture as well.
Yes.
There have been footage as well, though. Literal proof as well, though, of how human rights are abused in that place. But because America are a superpower, they're just going to continue.
Yeah.
They'll keep their bully status as well. And they're happy to keep it as well, though, because it keeps them in power. So they'll keep on going.
So, really, we've got to keep the pressure up, and I think
Absolutely.
This is part of what today's event is about. It's
Absolutely.
Raising awareness amongst British citizens,
Absolutely,
people
yeah.
who live in Britain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Yasser.
No problem.
You okay?
Yeah, fine. My name's Nigel Rolland, and I'm just interviewing people here today. I'm coming along supporting the event. I do a regular show on an internet radio station, the Pax Mundi show on the Dark City radio station. It's a, an alternative internet radio station.
Right.
And I'm talking about the human rights abuses and the, you know, the war on terror, the carnage that's going on in Guantanamo at the moment, because the situation's worsening there, as I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'd just like to interview anybody, really, like to talk about it. And, your name
is? My name is Miriam Khan. I'm the coordinator for the Absent Justice event that's occurring. Basically, today, Wednesday, we've gathered in Piccadilly Gardens. We're posing a flash mob to showcase the atrocities that are occurring in Guantanamo Bay. So we've depicted prisoners in stress positions. This is to show the inhumane conditions that prisoners are actually made to undergo when they are taken there. Shakir Amer is a Londoner. He's a British citizen who hasn't been charged. He's not been given his habeas corpus rights. He's not been put on trial. And also, the most astonishing thing for us is that he's been cleared for release twice by the government, yet he remains to languish there. So what the prisoners have done at the moment, they're on a hunger strike. This has been occurring from February the 7th. It's entering its third month. Prisoners are suffering. They're losing so much weight, yet they're being force-fed. And what are they being force-fed with? They're being made to drink dirty water. The conditions there are just deteriorating day by day. So what we're doing is raising awareness about this hunger strike to show the public that this is what our governments are participating in. And it's something so embarrassing, because human rights is an amazing concept that we should be celebrating, yet it's being overlooked. So in order for people to kind of relate to this even more, we've got another event tomorrow, Thursday 18th of April at MMU Business School on Oxford Road. That's going to start at 5 p.m. and we've got an amazing panel. We've got an ex-detainee. He was blinded by the torture that occurred.
Yeah.
Umar De Guise, you might be familiar with him.
Yes.
We've also got other human rights lawyers who will be explaining the legal side of this, because some people might say, oh, but the people there are terrorists. No, they're not. They're not being given any rights. They've not been put on trial. They've not been charged with anything. So they're going to give that side of it. Please do attend if you're around Manchester.
I will be attending, definitely.
That is fantastic.
Yes. Thank you very
okay.
much. Thanks
All right.
for your time. Yeah, thanks. I've got one. Cheers. Thanks very much. Guantanamo Bay.
What do we want?
Justice.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
Close.
Guantanamo Bay.
Close.
Guantanamo Bay. Guantanamo Bay.
One time and obey.
What do we want?
Justice.
What do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Justice.
What do we want it?
Now.
Clue.
One time and obey.
Clue.
One time and obey.
Clue.
One time and obey.
Nigel, I do a regular show on the Dart City radio station, the Pax Mundi show, and I'm just interviewing people.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if you'd like to just tell me a little bit more about Shaka Amir, who's a British resident in Guantanamo.
I think the leaflet gives you a lot of information about what's happened to him during his time when he was captured in Afghanistan and sold off for a bounty to the CIA. Myself personally, I don't know the family, but I believe it's a very important issue to help free a man who has been held without charge, has been cleared for release twice, once by the Bush administration in 2007 and another again by the Obama administration in 2009. And if you consider that even Bush Jr. himself considered him innocent, that should speak volumes, really. He really was. He should not be in Guantanamo. He should not be subject to torture and sensory deprivation. He should, as a British resident, as someone who has family in London, in the UK, he should not have to suffer from this, and the UK government should be the people to step up and protect one of its own. But the question is whether or not they perceive that to be the case. Unfortunately, for the government, there is a whole bunch of people who will, you know, challenge them if they do not, you know, if they don't do the right thing, in my opinion.
Absolutely, So thanks very much. And my understanding is that Shaka Amir has been cleared to be released for over 4 years.
Yes,
there's
exactly.
been two motions from the British Parliament actually calling on the US government to release him. I know that Green Party MP Caroline Lucas has raised this issue in Parliament several times. So I think we need to really raise awareness amongst British people about the case of Shaka Amir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'll take the lead. Thank you. Yeah, I've got one.
You've got one, really.
Yeah. Sorry. Would you like to have a short chat about what you're doing here today? My name's Nigel. I do a regular internet radio show, the Pax Mundi show, where I'm talking about the war on terror issues, you know, and human rights issues.
The best person to speak to would be one of the ordinary.
Okay, I'll speak to them.
Yeah, just hang about. We'll be done soon.
Yes. Okay. So I just wonder what you thought about what's what you're doing here today.
We're trying to raise awareness.
About the case of all the prisoners who are remaining in Guantanamo Bay, and Shaka Amir particularly, who's a British resident. Okay, thanks for your time.
Listen, the woman's telling you the truth. Piss off. You're a drunken little bitch talking there.
I'll knock you out in a minute.
Yo.
What? Go away. These people have drunk on human rights. Stop out of the
Well, you can't judge people by appearance. That's the one thing we've got to stop doing. Because
can't do, but I'm just a bit worried about talking to the ladies. So.
Yeah, yeah.
What
well,
we're... What do we want? Justice! What do we want? Justice!
We'll be on
Yeah.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Close!
Guantanamo Bay!
Close!
Guantanamo Bay!
Close!
Guantanamo Bay!
Close!
Guantanamo Bay!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now! Guantanamo Bay! Going on here today.
I think it's obvious what's
going on. Yeah, yeah. No, my name's Nigel. I'm just interviewing people for an internet radio station that I do, the Pax Mundi show. It's on the Dark City radio station.
Okay. Yeah.
And sorry, can I just ask your name?
Natalia.
And what do you think about what's happening here today, this Guantanamo event?
I think it's very striking, I think, the way they've, obviously, the whole so scenography of it, if you want to call it like that, is actually caught my eye.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately there's so much going on in the world that sometimes, very sadly, you forget that there's actually people still there, literally rotting in prison that haven't been charged. I feel very strongly about it, but on the other side, there's just so much going on that sometimes you go, that's terrible. And as we're only humans
That's right. To some extent, Guantanamo's gone off the horizon.
Well, it's up to the media, whatever they bring forward.
Been closed.
Oh, no, I know it's not been closed.
There's actually over 166 prisoners remaining in Guantanamo. Over 100 of them have been cleared for release. There's nothing
and,
against
Is there any British?
There's one left.
Because I think that's probably why.
Shaka Amir.
Right.
He's been cleared for release for over 4 years. Even the British Parliament has passed two motions requesting the US government to release him and send him back to Britain.
Right.
But they're holding on to him.
Historically, I mean, forgive my ignorance, I don't know whether there has ever been, in modern history anyway, a process like that where people are being held for this length of time. I don't think there's anything
it is unprecedented. And it's a legal anomaly. It's a legal fiction. So Guantanamo Bay is a piece of Cuban territory that has been...
It's no man's land, really, isn't it?
It was leased prior to the Cuban Revolution over 100 years ago when Cuba was a U.S. colony, and they have this camp there.
Who's organizing this?
I'm not sure, sorry.
Please, I would have...
Hang on.
I would love to have a word with who organizing this.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'll be with you in a minute.
Thank you very much. I'll be over there, yeah?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
What the US is maintaining is that this isn't US territory because it's not on the US mainland.
Yes.
And it's... therefore, no laws apply.
There's no jurisdiction.
No international laws apply.
Well, that's why Guantanamo Bay is right there,
apply.
Isn't it?
The Geneva Convention that they've signed up to, they're saying that doesn't apply. These are not prisoners of war. You know, they're enemy combatants. And that's just a complete nonsense. It's a complete legal fictitious. These people have been kidnapped, most of them. They were kidnapped, many from all over the world, and then brought to Guantanamo.
You don't want to be
Bay,
talking to him.
And they continue to be kept now on indefinite detention, even though many of them, over 100, have been cleared for release, because they don't know where to send them back to.
Yeah.
So I think this is a good event. It's raising awareness about the issue.
I'm glad to see it.
I'm pleased to see that people like you are supporting this. Any last words?
I'm actually quite pleased to see women doing this. I have to say, I think it's... because it's often seen as a very sort of man's world, isn't it?
And it also cuts across the image that we're given of women, Islamic women.
That's right. I'm very proud. I'm a Muslim myself, actually. So I'm very proud to see them, actually. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
And so that was the Cage Prisoners flash mob demo calling for justice for Guantanamo detainees. Now, clearly, we need more events like this around the country. Many people, unfortunately, have forgotten about Guantanamo Bay prison camp. It has gone off the agenda. Indeed, some people even believe that it had been closed down, as President Barack Obama promised when he took office as president of the US in 2009. The reality is that Guantanamo lingers on, a living hell for the remaining detainees who are trying to make the world aware of their plight by organizing a hunger strike campaign. We who know about this have to help them to listen to their silent cries. We need to think Guantanamo, talk Guantanamo, and keep on until this abomination ends. Now, we're just going to take a short music break, and then we'll come back for a more detailed discussion of what's happening in Guantanamo. Meanwhile, if you'd like to call in or to chat, you can telephone 0161 298 0298, or if you're outside of the UK, 004 161 298 0298, or you can Skype at Bob's Backyard. There will be a debate held in Westminster Hall, just outside of Parliament, at 9:30, so that's on the 24th of April at 9:30 a.m. And that's open to any members of the public in Westminster Hall. Now, for your information, Shakir, who's the last remaining British resident in Guantanamo, has now been in Guantanamo for 11 years, where he has been subject to brutal and horrific treatment. Shaka's wife and four children are all British nationals. The youngest child has never met his father. He was born on the day that his father was transferred from Bagram prison in Afghanistan to Guantanamo Bay, on the same day that his child was born, unbeknown to him. Shaka is now on the third month of a hunger strike. He estimates that he has lost 32 pounds since the hunger strike began. Shaka was cleared for release by the British government in 2007, he was cleared for release by the Bush government in 2007. Even Bush thought that he was innocent, and that later by Obama in 2010, in response to appeals from the British government, firstly by Gordon Brown in 2007, and the later one by David Cameron in 2010. The British government and Parliament called for his release, yet he remains in custody. The Save Shaka Amir campaign urge everyone to contact their MPs to ensure that they are aware of the case of Shaka and to request their support for a full debate of Shaka's plight in Parliament at the earliest date, hopefully in May. Now, if you want to contact your MP, you can contact them on www.writetothem.com, and to request their attendance at the debate to be held in Westminster Hall on the 24th of April at 9:30. You can also contact your MP on www.theyworkforyou.com. That's the way it's supposed to work anyway. If you do get a positive response from your MP, please contact the Save Shaka Amir campaign. Email mp@saveshaker.org. So that's mp@saveshaker.org. And you can get more information at www.saveshaker.org. Moving on to the situation in Guantanamo. To date, there are only three Guantanamo detainees who have actually been convicted by a military tribunal. Now, this is a process that is illegal by US law and all international law. The US government has stated that another 30 will face a military tribunal. There are 166 inmates remaining in Guantanamo. 50 are deemed too dangerous to be released. However, over 86 have been cleared for release but remain in a legal no man's land in indefinite detention without any legal remedy. The US justice system has refused to hear any cases brought by former or current Guantanamo prisoners, as it claims it does not have jurisdiction over Guantanamo Bay. Now, this is clearly a legal fiction. That just this week, Judge Hogan of the Federal D.C. District Court ruled that his court did not have jurisdiction to a challenge by Musa Ab Ul Madwani against his treatment in Guantanamo, where he is on hunger strike against his forced feeding, being force fed. Now, in 2009, the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, wrote to the then Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, citing that the force-feeding regime was a breach of international treaties to which the U.S. Had signed up, including the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which the U.S. ratified in 1992. Additionally, that the practice of U.S. Army medical staff in administering force feeding is in breach of United Nations principles of medical ethics, and also in breach of the Declaration of Tokyo agreement by the World Medical Association, the WMA. Meanwhile, the conditions of all Guantanamo detainees are critical. There are those who are on hunger strike are subject to daily force feeding. Now, how this works is that every day they are taken from their cell and strapped to something called a gurney, which is kind of like a wheelchair but less comfortable. And then they're taken to medical center, where they are then force-fed by having these tubes pushed up their nose and then down the back of their throat into their esophagus. And then these liquids are pumped through the tubes into their stomach. Now, this process is very painful, very intrusive, and can actually cause a lot of medical problems, you know, infections of the body, particularly when the individuals are weak and have low resistance because of their ongoing hunger strike. Now, one Guantanamo prison, Samir Naj Al-Hassan Mokbel, states, "There is no end in sight for our imprisonment. Denying ourselves food and risking death every day is the choice that we have made. I just hope that because of the pain that we are suffering, the eyes of the world will once again look to Guantanamo before it is too late." Now, Samir Naji describes the force feeding. "I will never forget the first time that the feeding tube, they stuck thrust the feeding tube up my nose. I can't describe how painful it is to be force-fed this way. As it was pushed in, it made me feel like throwing up. I wanted to vomit, but I couldn't. There was agony in my chest, throat, and my stomach. I've never experienced such pain before. I would not wish this cruel punishment upon anyone." Now, the hunger strikes are just part of an organized struggle by the prisoners in Guantanamo. It's a struggle that is reminiscent of the Irish Republican prisoners in Northern Ireland in the 1970s and 80s. They are carrying out a campaign of low-level resistance in addition to the hunger strike, in resistance to the harsh regime at Guantanamo Navy Base. They do this by refusing to carry out orders. For example, by refusing to lock themselves into their cells. Now, in response to this refusal, at dawn this Saturday just gone, the military stormed their cells in full riot gear, armed with shotguns firing rubber bullets and also canisters of rubber pellets to intimidate the prisoners into compliance. However, they remain strong, and you know, they are continuing with their campaign. So Guantanamo is now on a lockdown since the weekend. The prisoners are locked into their cement block cells containing a toilet, a sink, and a small table. They are not allowed out of their cells for meals. They are only allowed the minimum of possessions, that is, a sheet, a blanket, a prayer mat, and a Quran. Now, even many of the prisoners in Camp 6 in Guantanamo have no Qurans. And one of the catalysts for the hunger strikes was actually the desecration of Qurans during their heavy-handed searches of the prisoners' minimal belongings. This intimidation of the prisoners seems to be to try to deny them all dignity, even in their imprisonment, with ongoing strip searches, as I was saying, damage to their belongings, and often sexual intimidation, general abuse of their rights. So we're getting towards the end of the show now. I've just tried to really give you a flavour of what's going on in Guantanamo camp. We've got to start talking about this to everyone that we know. We have to keep it on the agenda and you know, make more people aware of this. So I'm going to remind you of the events that are ongoing in the next week. We've got the demonstration in London outside Parliament at on the Wednesday, the 24th April, and that will be at 12:30 to 2 o'clock on Parliament Square. In the morning of the 24th, they've also got a meeting with lots of speakers talking about the case of Shaka Amir. That will be in the Westminster Hall at 9:30 that morning. And you're again reminded to contact your MPs. We have to make them aware, you know, so they can't say they didn't.
Hello.
Hello, have we got a caller there? Okay. And thanks for listening. We'll be continuing to cover the Guantanamo issue in future shows. It's not going to go away. We have to keep Guantanamo on the agenda, make sure everyone is aware of these issues. Again, next week on Saturday, the week after on Saturday, we've got on the 27th the Willingdon Air Base, and I'm hoping I might actually be going there and might actually be able to do a sound recording to play in the next show next week.
Listening to lies all my life, time to turn off that road. Join the side of justice, free from remote control. Radio independence, get the real news. Listen to the free radio, make up your mind and choose. Selling the information.